The migrant crisis isn't going away, with tens of thousands of new arrivals every week. Most are with their families, but the government is under pressure to do more to help youngsters on their own in Europe. David Cameron is considering plans to allow 3,000 unaccompanied children to the UK within weeks.
We are playing our role. We are looking at whether we can do more in relation 3,000
children. Parallels being drawn with kinder transport.
Absolutely, in relation to unaccompanied children, because children have always been, from day one, at the heart of our response in the region.
The government has already said it will take in 20,000 refugees from camps on the borders of Syria. The 3,000 children are expected to be included in that number. The Liberal Democrats say they should be in addition. It's emerged the Lib Dems agreed to support an extension of Britain's bombing campaign into Syria in exchange for progress on the refugee issue.
We said very clearly at the time that there could be no justification for a package which involves military action in Syria if it didn't also involve tackling the refugee crisis in a humane way and in an ambitious way, both because it's right, morally right, and secondly because it sends out the right signal when you're trying to win hearts and minds in the Muslim world so that we end up defeating Daesh with the broadest coalition possible.
Former soldier Rob Lowry is campaigning for better treatment of migrant children. He narrowly escaped a jail sentence for trying to smuggle a four-year-old Afghan girl, Bahir Hamadi, to Britain from the jungle migrant camp in Calais. He says the child's father begged him to take his daughter to relatives in Leeds.
Whatever happens, whatever you throw at me, I will always say it's better for a child to be in a warm, loving house with foster parents than living in a camp in Dunkirk with either the parents or with someone who's taking them on.
Visit.
Got you. It's shown the human side. It's shown that there are children in these camps that are suffering. So this on a selfish side, I do regret it, but the platform it's created, I don't regret it.
But critics are concerned opening the door to child migrants will send the wrong message to their relatives.
These huge numbers of movement of people, equally difficult to actually identify clearly that these children are actually all orphaned. And we won't find that once they're in this country, parents surprisingly then reappear and actually claim a right to join their children.
The biting cold and perilous sea crossings have done little to deter those trying to reach Europe, stepping up pressure on European governments to find a solution to the misery of the migrants. Lisa Holland, Sky News.